This is Ozarks at Large for the 31st day of January 2013. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
January coming to a close. What does that mean for you folks?
Well, that means Memphis next week. Yay.
That's right.
Finally. Wonderful, wonderful show. Actually, if anyone's going to be at the Razorback basketball game on the 5th, we will have a singer there, so check that out.
That's
the first day.
Okay.
Tuesday, opening night. Yep. We'll be there doing the national anthem, which is fun.
Wait, someone from the cast from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going
to
then?
This is what we do to bring you the word about these shows. They're going to come, they're going to sing, and then we're going to zip them right back to the theater. Yep. The show starts at 7.
The show starts at 7.
What time's the game?
I think it's like 6:30, something like that.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty fast.
Bud Walton and the Walton Arts Center are relatively close.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we park at the door, you know, and we like race down the hill.
Special
You're
privileges.
Like this black sort of limo thing.
Yeah, like a big SUV that takes
right.
us down the thing.
Police escort.
No, we've done this a couple times, actually, where we will we'll bring talent to the games. And it's a lot of fun. It's a different way to see these performers, because usually you see them all dolled up and dressed up on the stage, and you forget that they're really just really good singers, and so they're going to get a great national anthem. I think that's the Florida game on Tuesday.
I'm very concerned about this turnaround.
Well, and we're going on the opening night.
Yes, we are.
So,
oh, you'll be fine.
Okay.
And it's also usually, I mean, they do this a lot. The touring companies do
a
lot.
Okay.
And, you know, she may not appear until later in the show. That happens sometimes, too.
Okay.
So don't worry. It'll be okay. It'll be really cool. So Memphis starts on the 5th, which is Tuesday, and it runs through the 12th, I think, which is Sunday, or maybe it's the 11th.
10th.
You're right.
6 days, 8 show
you're right.
schedule.
You guys got this down.
I've been reading it on air for a while.
Really, really high quality show, original Broadway musical. I believe it won the Tony in 2010. I think I have my dates right with that now.
Yeah.
And everybody at Walton Arts Center who saw this show 3 or 4 years ago cannot wait for it to finally play here. It's going to be great.
Now, the big difference between a couple of years ago, there was the musical that was kind of based on the Million Dollar Quartet, also based in Memphis at the Sun Record Studio.
Yep.
That used music you were familiar with.
Correct.
Of the 50s, the dawn of rock and roll.
Yep.
This is all original.
This is original. It has that flavor. It has that feel, but it's been written to be brand new and original just for, you know, just for this show. It's great. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for Memphis. Everybody needs to come to Memphis. The 5th through the 10th. And then I believe in the middle, after that, we will have T2 starting up their third show of the season, Sons of the Prophet. I think that starts on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day.
I believe so. And just a note that Saturday afternoon at 3, you can meet the playwright.
That's right.
Pulitzer Prize-nominated playwright with some of the members of the cast.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
At Fayetteville Public Library.
This Saturday.
Yes.
And, I mean, his show was literally just on Broadway a couple years ago. So that's a pretty cool thing. So that was Saturday, you said.
Right.
And then we will bring the Potted Potter guys. Can't wait.
We're going to hear from them on tomorrow's edition of
Ozarks
at Large. Yes.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. So The quick summary of this is all 7 Harry Potter books condensed into a 70-minute show put on by 2 guys who are from England, and they don't use a lot of like bells and whistles. They use the audience, they use themselves. There's an element of improv to the show. It's going to be really funny. If you're a Harry Potter person, you must try to find a way to see this. And this is one that we really do think it is all ages. So I think they say that this really is for all ages from 0 to Dumbledore, who is very old indeed. That's the
right over my head.
That's the reference. Yeah. But so anyone can come see it and have a good time. We just put the single tickets to the Grace Kelly Quintet on sale last Friday. I was reading about her. She's amazing.
She's 20 years old. Has her own band. 8 CDs.
Yeah.
Robert Ginsberg talked to her last night. We're going to hear from her next week. And he said, you know, she seems very well-rounded, very, very smart, and knows her stuff.
The words he used with me was she's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a saxophonist herself, and she has a band with her, but it sounds like it's going to be just pretty amazing. So that's on the 16th. So that Potted Potter and Grace Kelly will be running on the same night together.
And Grace Kelly has two shows.
Yes, a 7 o'clock and a 9.
Right.
Either 9 or 9:30. And her shows are in Star Theater. Mm-hmm. We'll have The Little Prince for little kids, for little princes and princesses, on the 19th of February. And then we will have Hair on the 22nd through the 23rd. And then it's March. And there's all kinds of things going on in March. We have Dance Brazil. We have Carpenter Colvin show, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sean Colvin. For a minute there, I forgot their first names. we have Sir James Galway, the man with the golden flute. He comes on March 14th. And Garrison Keillor on the 28th. We just learned, actually, that Garrison Keillor's show is going to have musicians with him. He's basically decided to change up the show, and it's less of a speaking conversational and more of him and some of his favorite musicians coming along with him. So those tickets are going fast, NPR people. So make sure you get them quickly. And then let's look ahead real quick and make sure people don't forget the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater on the first week of April. This guy has been here before.
I thought so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has something like 30 or 40 animals on stage with him, and they do crazy tricks. And I believe they're rescues. I think that's the story. And if it's not, it should be, because it would be a great story.
Big cats, like tigers and stuff?
No, or I just think it's like dogs.
Dogs, yeah. And
domestic cats. Okay. That sort of thing.
I'm not going to be in Walton Arts Center when there's a loose tiger. I'm just telling you. No.
I mean,
we've never had a tiger.
No. Don't ever.
Okay.
What? Why not?
It's dangerous. Have you seen how big they are?
Yes,
they're wild animals. You don't want them in the same building with you. No, you don't.
So, speaking of things you do want in the same building,
yes.
You do want Anything Goes, which is the touring version of the Broadway show that is put on by Roundabout Theater Company. That's coming in April 9th through the 14th. Absolutely glorious Broadway musical. If you're the kind of person who wants to remember a simpler time, this is the musical for you. It is so great. It's beautiful. The tap dancing numbers will literally, your jaw goes through the floor. You just can't believe they can do it, and they can do it that well. It's fantastic. So that's April, and I think we'll stop there because it's kind of hard to think.
Because then you're getting toward Artisphere.
Yeah.
Which will have
all kinds of good things.
Discussions continue about next year's?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. We will probably be talking about next year, maybe end of this month, 1st of January.
Okay.
First of March?
Yeah, sorry, 1st of March.
Okay.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Another thing I want to point out. The Arkansas-Florida game on that Tuesday night is a 6 o'clock tip-off. It's an early tip.
There, see?
So we're okay.
We're okay.
Fine. Everyone's
we'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
let's also remember to tell people you can get your tickets at wildsandartscenter.org or 443-5600 or come down and visit us at the box office.
All right.
Jody Besnoska is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.